Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord dealt with me when we first started this ministry. He said, in order to do this ministry, you're going to have partners, and a lot of them. You know what the first thing he told me to do? Not sit down and write a letter and say, would you be my partner, please, please, please. He said, you be a good partner. You sow partnership. You increase your partnership, and you be faithful. I don't care if it's $5 or $10. You have it there every month, and you have it on time, and you do it in faith. You be a good partner. So there's a lot of ministers. They want their people to pray, but they don't pray. They want their people to give, but they don't give. They want their people to work, but they won't do anything. Doesn't work that way. Said it doesn't work that way. Do it. Sow it, and it'll come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your bosom. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God. So many good scriptures and so little time. Go to Luke, please. Where are you? Ephesians? Go to Ecclesiastes 3, and then we'll work our way over to Luke. There's something that a lot of people have not even acknowledged. But the Bible uses the same word for riches as it does for the manifestation of God's presence at times. Glory. You'll read phrases in the Old Testament, for instance, where it'll say, my master has gotten all this glory. And he's talking about stuff. Riches. Now today, a lot of people, they wouldn't call it glory. They don't even like that. And you can hear when I said that, can you? Look at all this glory. And you're talking about houses and cars and money and lands and buildings. You say, look at all this glory. People go, that ain't glory. Well, read your Bible. Amen. Read your Bible. Amen. You know what you think, but do you know what the Word says? Well, now let's, when the Moses said, show me your glory, and the Lord said what? I'm going to make all my goodness to pass in front of you. Any manifestation of good is a manifestation of glory. And tell me what it is that leads men and women to repentance. What is it? Hellfire and brimstone preaching, of course. Condemnation. Making people feel bad about their sin. What leads people to repentance? The goodness of God leads men and women to repentance. Ecclesiastes 3, are you there? Yes. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 12. He's talking about the natural side of things. I know there's no good in them, but this. But for a man, this is Ecclesiastes 3:12, a man to what? Rejoice. And what? To do good in his life. Listen to another translation of this. Ecclesiastes 3 Amplified says, I know that there is nothing better for them than to be glad and to get and do good as long as they live. Oh, did you hear this? There's nothing better. Are we reading scriptures here? There's nothing better than what? He said, rejoice in doing this. And here the Amplified says, to get and do good. That's two different things. But of course, how are you going to do good? It don't have any good. Well, the Bible calls material things goods. Like we said, they don't call them bads. Goods. We know that in the business world. Dry goods, this goods, that goods, goods. It ain't dry bads.
Amen.
Goods. Goods. Goods means good stuff. It's good stuff. Well, before you can do good stuff for other people, you got to have some good stuff to do good stuff with. Get goods and do good as long as they live. The NIV says, I know there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live. There's nothing better than to rejoice and do good in one's lifetime. It's not just about making money. It's not just about achieving success where people look up to you. Somebody knows you. It's about what? Doing good. We're talking about for somebody else. Are y'all with me on this?
Yes.
Did you read this verse tonight?
Yes.
There's nothing better for man or woman to do with their life than to rejoice and get some good and do some good with it. Get some good and do good with it. Because that's God. He's good. And he doeth good. Go to 1 Corinthians 16th chapter. It's not just about you setting records. It's not just about somebody knowing your name. It's not just about how much money you can make. What is it about? Let's do some good while we're coming through here. Somebody's life is better because we were here. Huh? I intend before this thing is over that Branson is glad that Faith Life Church is here. How about you? And that beyond Branson. But people ought to be glad that you live in their neighborhood. Well, they ought to be because I'm me. Now, what have you done? What have you done? Besides primp. And worry about what you don't have or take care of yourself or me and my family. No, what have you done for others? Don't let there be any condemnation in that. Just answer it honestly and see what you need to do. We don't have much longer. I said, well, you don't know if the Lord's coming back, you know, that quick or not. It's got to be quick. For him, 1,000 years is like a day. So what would 100 years be to him? But do you have 100 years? Most folk in here, most people in here, if you knew exactly how long you got left, there's all kind of people that just bump along day after day and they act like they're going to live down here forever and don't realize at the time they're talking about it, they had 2.5 years before they'd be gone from this world. If you knew how much longer you would actually be, we're not talking about optimal, we're not talking about anything. If you knew the actual figure, would it affect how you live? I think most everybody would. Because people tend to just try to bump through every day and just act like the next 1,000 years are going to be like the last year, and it's not. So what is there better for us to do with our life than to rejoice and do good? Huh? There is nothing better. Can you see God is getting us ready to do some major good? We're sowing a lot of word. Is that figure right you told me? Did y'all find out? What is it? When? This last 7 days, 60,000 downloads of the word this week. These are series that sell for what? $30, $40, $50? Times 60,000? Or, you know, it wouldn't be that many, but even if you cut it in a third. You sowed that. We sowed that. If we hadn't had the money to buy the equipment, to get the cameras, if we hadn't had the money to get the building, to make the materials, you got to have some goods, right? You got to have some goods and some good to do good with. But if God pour $1 billion on us, would we know what to do with it? Would we do anything with it? We would do the same thing we're doing with what we got right now, only on a much larger scale. Glory to God. There's going to be other projects. There's going to be other things. But we're going to do good. Because it's God's will. And ain't nothing better for us to do with our days than to be used of God to do good for somebody. 1 Corinthians, are you there? 16. I like this phrase here. 1 Corinthians 16. He said in verse 14. 16:14, 1 Corinthians. Let all your things be done with love. Everything you do. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. They did what? They addicted themselves. There's nobody else got them hooked. They addicted themselves to something. What was it? Ministry of the saints. Now listen to other translations. It brings it out. He said, you know the household of Stephanas. They were the first converts in Achaia. They have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. The New Living says, they are spending their lives in service to other Christians. Did you hear that?
Yes.
They are doing what? Does that mean they're doing good for brothers and sisters in the kingdom? Is there anything better for them to do with their days and their lives? It'll soon be over.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me